The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Let's talk about safety. Yours and your family's. If you don't have a great flashlight for each of them to carry in their pocket, you're making a huge mistake. Hey, it's Brad Staggs. I want to tell you how you can save 15% off one of the most durable, lightweight, and bright flashlights that literally fits in the palm of your hand. I'm holding one right now. It's incredible. The Surefire Sidekick is made of the highest quality materials right here in the USA. It has a 300 lumen max vision beam with three different power settings. This will shine over 50 meters. What that means is you can stand in your front yard and shine at your neighbor's house three doors down. It's amazing. The battery lasts up to 45 hours. Plus, it's backed by Surefire's no-hassle guarantee of quality, which is why it's trusted by more cops and special ops guys than any other brand. You ask a cop if they know about Surefire, they'll say yes. Keep your loved ones safe. Get them all a Sidekick. It's available in pink, white, or tactical black. Go to blazesurefire.com and save 15%. Blazesurefire.com.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
I first talked to Jay Walker. I've known about him for a long, long time, but I first met Jay Walker on the phone. This is the first time we've actually sat in the same room together. And immediately, I felt connected to him and the way he thinks. He's an optimist. He sees a massive change on the horizon, but he knows it doesn't have to be bad. It probably is going to be a little rough getting there, but it doesn't have to be bad. And he sees the future unlike most people do, and he sees it through the eyes of history, which is so wickedly important. Just full disclosure, he is the guy who started Upside.com, which is an advertiser on this program. But I do want to ask him one question of something that he told me about Upside when we first spoke, but this is not an advertisement. We're not even going to talk about that. You need to meet this man. He's just started something called TEDMD, which is TED Talks. I'm sorry, MedTed. Sorry, MedTed. Yeah, TED Med. Jeez, how many times am I going to get this wrong?
You only asked him three times before he came on here.
I know. Jeez, what am I thinking? He started this, and I want to start here. I hate to bring it to a cheesy TV show, but I've been watching a show, and now I can't even remember the name of it. It is
Pure Genius.
Pure Genius.
Which was just canceled.
Was it canceled?
Yes, but
was it really canceled?
Crap! That was such an optimistic show.
I know.
Have you seen that, Jay?
I have not.
Okay, so the premise is a guy who's a billionaire, kind of, you know, a guy like you, just a serial entrepreneur, tech guy. He's in Silicon Valley. He's like, I'm going to start a hospital. And it shows.
Oh boy,
I know.
He'd be better off starting a government.
I know. So, but it shows all the. It takes all the red tape out, and it shows all the tech that is coming, and how optimistic life really looks when you look at what's on the horizon and the breakthroughs we're about to go through. As you're doing this, what are you seeing for?
Well, Glenn, the way to think about it in health and medicine is that for 3 billion years, life on the planet has followed a very simple system. It's very simple. There's one, you know, there's DNA, we have a common ancestor, and it's been evolving for 3 billion years, give or take, depending on your beliefs, and I'm not picking on anybody's beliefs. But the fact is, we all share the same DNA, a tree, a dog, a human. We have so much in common. For the first time in human history, in the history of the world, humans have control of the operating code. We are now manipulating the DNA, which means for the first time, it's as if we had the software of life. That's never happened in history before. It means for the first time, we're going to be able to operate down at the instruction layer, which creates the proteins, which then creates the tissues and the systems and the organs of the body. So we're right at the cusp. It's almost as if we were inventing printing, reading, writing, and thinking all at the same time in forms of medicine. And so we are living at the beginning of an extraordinary time in the history of the world.
We're at the end of the medical dark ages.
Exactly. It's as if we had just gotten the microscope for the first time, and we saw there was a tiny world that nobody knew existed. In 1665, Hooke looks through his microscope, and he sees that the fly is composed of thousands of little eyes. And he says, what is this micro world? What are these little things swimming around? And he can't even see bacteria. He can't even see the smallest things. And yet an entirely new world opens up. Galileo looks into the heavens and sees that there are planets, but also sees that there are moons around Saturn and Jupiter. And suddenly the notion that the Earth is in the center of the universe drops away. The telescope and the microscope were the great changes of the 17th century. And now we're in the 21st century, and we're now seeing for the first time the actual code that brings things to life.
We're seeing things. Ray Kurzweil, I've talked to several times.
Singularity. Ray talks about we're about to hit this point at which everything breaks free and goes on an extraordinary compounding effect. And whether or not you agree or disagree with Ray, there is no question if you back up and look at where we are in history, in medicine and health, we are about to exit the dark age.
So he said, it's as if, he said the human body should last a lot longer than it does. It shouldn't wear out. He said, it's as if there's a switch somewhere that's just been turned off. And he said, we just have to find that switch. Are you, when you look at the DNA?
Yeah, I would agree with Ray on that, but I understand where he's coming from. The human body isn't a thing. The human body is a system. Think of the Amazon rainforest. It's composed of enormous different things. It's got trees, insects, it's got birds, it's got animals, it's got leaves, it's got photosynthesis, it's got fungi. It's got all these things, and we call it the Amazon. It's constantly changing. You are an Amazon rainforest. You have trillions of cells that aren't even you.
I think that's a fat joke.
So we have to switch on or off the Amazon rainforest. Now, the Amazon rainforest isn't going away despite, you know, our efforts to cut it down for lumber or for grow grass. But that being said, it's about a system. What we're learning is how all the different systems of the body, including many that are not even human, we're learning about the microbiome. These are bacteria that we need to survive in our guts and all throughout us, for which without them, we can't make it.
How far do you think we are away from curing the majority of cancer?
I think we're far from curing the majority, but we're not far from turning a significant number of cancers into a manageable, livable disease, like we did with AIDS. We figured out not how to cure AIDS, but how to slow it down so you could live with the rest of your life with it. Much like all men have prostate cancer, we just don't die of it. But literally 100% of men, if you do an autopsy at age 75, are going to have prostate cancer. They're simply not going to die from it. Cancer is essentially a natural byproduct of having multicellular organisms. Because in the process of duplicating at the cellular level, you're going to have some mistakes randomly, and some of those mistakes are going to be so damn good at not being killed that they're going to reproduce in a way that's bad for the organism as a whole, but good for the cell. So we don't eliminate cancer. We eventually figure out how to manage with it.
How far do you think we are from that?
If you say 50%, if you're saying leukemias and blood cancers, we're probably 5 years, maybe 10. If
Holy
you're saying
cow.
Solid, if you're saying soft tissue cancers, more like 10 to 20. But a lot of it depends on whether or not we get better at finding them sooner. Today, we cannot detect cancer until it's about 7 years old. So when somebody comes from a doctor and they said, I've been diagnosed with cancer, you've had it for 7 years. We can't see less than 100 million cells, which is less than the tiny point of a pin, 100 million cancer cells. So cancer is a system disease of which we have many in our bodies, most of which will never come to the point where they hurt us. Cancer isn't like an infection where it's binary. You have it or you don't. Cancer is a symptom of the system, and the system learns to cope with it for most of your life.
What's the most amazing thing you see on the horizon in medical tech?
The most amazing thing is probably the mapping of the human proteome. So we call all the proteins are the workhorses of the body. They're the things that do all the work in your body. Your DNA codes for proteins. Proteins are the worker bees of the body at the simplest level. We really have never mapped them all. And it turns out most of the diseases, if not nearly all of them, are dysfunctions of protein operations. Proteins are very complicated organisms. They're very, very small, but they're very complicated. We are now at the cusp of mapping them all. And forget about mapping the human genome, which is great. It's the proteome where all the action is at. And we're right about to map it.
What will that change?
Well, it'll allow us for the first time to understand what's really going on with disease. Up to now, we've actually not understood what's really going on.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that the proteins are malfunctioning.
Hang on, just a second. You know you're in the room with somebody who is smart when you're, I now am three levels deep of asking, what the hell does that mean? And I'm really going back to the same question.
Keep it broad for the
no,
audience.
I know, I know.
I'm just, not an MD or a PhD,
no,
ladies and gentlemen.
Amazing.
I'm really not a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, I just talk to them all day.
Right.
And by the way, that's my spare time job, because my main job is building a great company in Upside. So ironically, we're off on the side here. But the basically what it means is, when we learn how proteins behave badly, we will recognize that your arthritis may be very similar to the fact that you have a sleep apnea, that there are the same proteins just misbehaving. There is a map of all the proteins. And once we start to look at where the proteins are behaving badly, we now have the tools to finally figure out what the hell is going on with these diseases. We don't know anything about Alzheimer's.
So much
of that is a protein
misbehaving. So that's why sometimes you'll go in and things are absolutely not connected. Doctors will tell you it's not connected.
Yeah.
Well, but they're all happening at the same time.
Right.
And yeah, I know they're not connected, but I never had these before, and now they're all happening.
Everything is connected.
Yeah.
Okay, so anybody who tells you something isn't connected, you don't go into the Amazon rainforest and say, well, the fact that the toads are dying is unconnected to the blight on the trees. No, everything is connected. The question is, at what level?
Right.
Does it have a common cause, or is it the result of common external factors? We're learning all that.
You know what I'm amazed? Talking to people like you, I feel really... average. That's being very kind.
This isn't your area of expertise.
No,
at all.
I know that. But still, this is not your job.
It's not my day job.
And the people that I meet, like you, have they always been around? Because I look through history, and you'll see the people like Tesla and Edison. You'll see these people who are really quite bright in a million different things. We used to call them Renaissance men.
Yeah.
But there is something about this new group of entrepreneurs that they are... John Huntsman Sr. is a friend of mine and started the Huntsman Cancer Center.
Yeah.
And he said to me, I asked him, teach me how to be charitable. I've been poor my whole life. I don't know how to be charitable.
It's an art. You have to learn how to do it. Yeah.
Yes. And he said, first lesson, you have to care about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not just can't. You have to care about everything. And that kind of goes to...
It's very American. So this is a nation of insatiable curiosity. It's always been that way. It's because we've had the West. We were founded by a group of people who were fleeing somewhere else, with the handful of exceptions of the people who were here, right? We all come from somewhere else. We've all left a world behind in order to come and build a new world in America. Nobody even knew it existed until 1500. So the beauty of the American spirit is it's a spirit of insatiable curiosity. That's why we're a nation of tinkerers, a nation of inventors, a nation that's always trying to change. We don't look back as a nation. It's a weakness and a strength both at the same time. But the fact is, this is the country, America looks forward. People like that are insatiably curious about everything. And you find, whether it's John Muir or Thomas Edison, these people recognize that at the deepest level, it's all connected. So I have a great library in the history of human imagination, about 25,000 books.
Love this.
Right now, it's a library about imagination. And people come to my library and they say, how are the books organized, Jay? How do you organize the books? You have 25,000 books. Is there a card catalog? I say, absolutely not. They're organized randomly by height. And he goes, you have a library of 25,000 books organized randomly? I said, yes, it's about imagination. You connect them. They were all written by humans. They're all connected. You figure out why this is connected to that. The act of imagining is the essential act of creation. Nothing happens if you don't imagine it, whether it's who you're going to marry, the children you want to have, the kind of country you want to live in, the kind of job you want to have. It's all about your imagination. Everything happens here first. It happens in your head.
We're having a great debate right now between the legal and business side and the creative side of this company of who's a creative. And I keep saying, everyone is.
We all work for the customer.
But it's not even that. It's I am fill in the blank. I am happy or I am sad. What are you going to create at the basic level?
Yeah.
And everyone has the same power in a different way. Just what are you creating?
Yeah, and we've taught, unfortunately, in so many ways, we live in a society of specialists. We've taught specialize, focus on one field, do the best. Your economic result will be highest if you specialize. And that's true. But it's generalists who integrate completely unexpectedly. When you look at Steve Jobs and his life, you see a generalist, not a specialist. You see a guy who was happy to go to India, happy to learn about type fonts, happy to understand the aesthetics of design, and yet he was a technologist. Why? Because really great leaps forward are made by people who integrate from multiple fields. And that's when we call them polymaths, when they happen to be geniuses. Leonardo was a polymath. He was a genius in five fields. That allowed him to be a bigger genius than any one of them. And we see this throughout history.
Let's talk a little bit about the future and what you're seeing in things like Priceline and Upside.
So one of the great futures is we're living in this digital world, right? And everybody's saying, look at all this data. Okay, what does that mean to me? What does that mean to a person sitting out in the audience and just listening? So, okay, that's nice. The world's filled with data. Here's what one of the things it means. It means your flexibility, which right now you don't get paid for, you're going to start getting paid for. Like when you're walking down the supermarket aisle and you see an item on sale next to one that isn't on sale, you can be flexible and say, I'm going to buy the brand that's on sale today because I normally buy that brand. But that's just a small case. What happens every time you're shopping online and somebody says, hey, are you willing to be a little flexible? I'll give you $50 if you do this instead of that. I'll give you $90 if you do this instead of that. Imagine a smart piece of software that offers you options that gives you personally more money for being flexible. And by the way, gives your boss something too. So the key idea behind one of the things I'm working on is how do you turn flexibility into an asset? How do you turn it into something where I have my phone, hey, look, I want to go to New York on a trip, but if I leave 15 minutes earlier, you'll give me $50. If I leave an hour, if I go into a different airport, you'll give me $100. If I stay at a hotel across the street, that's worth $200 to me. I can't find all those choices. There's too many choices, but software can. The beauty of the world we're living in with this new big data software is it can evaluate tens of thousands of choices for you, show you just a few that make sense.
When we come back, can you talk a little bit about that? Because you've demonstrated that in Upside. And that's, I got to that with you because I said, okay, what's the catch? And you explained it to me and I'm like, holy cow, that's brilliant. And you said to me, now imagine that with everything.
Imagine
that's healthcare. The world. So let's talk about that. And also I want to talk about the world that is going out and examining all these things, but then putting us into little teeny boxes where we don't see the big picture anymore.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
We had to see for ourselves if Upside.com really saves money on business travel and give you a big gift card every trip. Well, we went to Upside, and in less than 2 minutes, not only did we save $300 for a business trip to Phoenix, we got a $145 gift card as well. Go to Upside.com right now and use the promo code Beck, and you'll get yourself a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. Save big on your travel and get a big gift card every single trip. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.